Hi again, everyone. This is Arnie Jackson at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. Six down and four to go as the tension builds, and we head to the wire, which will ultimately determine the new World Rodeo Champions for 2017. It's been a very good week for Canadian bareback champion Jake Vold. The Airdrie Alberta Roughstock rider entered the finals in eighth place in the world standings, but over the past six go-rounds, he's been able to move to third place in the world, and even better news, he's currently number one in the NFR aggregate standings. Tuesday night, Vold managed an 85-point ride on Summit Rodeo's revolving door, good for fourth spot in the go-round. Manitoba's Oren Larson was even higher in the standings as he grabbed third place on the night for an 85.5-point ride on JBRJ's Beyond Bugs. Larson is now fifth in the world standings and fifth at the NFR's aggregate race. The round was split between J.R. Vizane and Clayton Bigelow as both riders turned in 88-point scores. Three Canadians in the Saddle Bronc event this year, but none of them could catch young rider Wright. Milford, Utah Bronc rider was first on the night with a big 89-point score. Meeting Creek, Alberta's Leighton Green wound up sharing fourth spot in the go-round. He recorded an 85.5 on Pete Carr's Cool Runnings. World champion Zeke Thurston from Big Valley, Alberta, missing the pay window with an 83.5 on Popsicle from the Frontier Rodeo Company. And Nathan, Alberta's Clay Elliott, the same score. However, Elliott was riding Miss Chestnut from the Powder River Rodeo Company. And what a section of bull riding. Jordan Hansen of Okotoks placing third on the night with an 84.5, but nobody could catch Trey Benton the third. The Rock Island, Texas bull rider was rock solid on Rocky Mountain's Bomb Pop for an unbelievable 92.5-point ride. At the timed events end of the arena, Cochrane, Alberta's Mr. Consistency, Tanner Milan, remained tough at the NFR. The former Calgary Stampede champion dogging his draw in 4 seconds flat had moved him into third place in the NFR standings. Not a great night for Scott Gunthner for Provost Alberta. He had a long run of 13-8, and leaving him out of the money and the earnings bracket on a Tuesday night. Quickest in the steer wrestling last night was Baylor Roche out of Tremonton, Utah, when he topped the leaderboard with a time of 3-6. In the team roping section, Arrowwood Alberta's Jeremy Bueller, who's matched up this year with header Tom Richards from Arizona, failed to pull up their steer in time, so a no time on a Tuesday night. No Canadians in calf roping this year. Round 6 went to Stephenville, Texas timed event specialist Marty Yates when he wrapped and tied his draw in a sizzling time of just 6.9 seconds. Quickest in the ladies' barrel racing event was Haley Kinsel, the Texas cowgirl, stopping the clock at a 13.49 for first place money on a Tuesday night. From the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, I'm Arnie Jackson.